Next time, Carolyn Jessup joins us. Polygamy in her family goes back 6 generations. At 18, Ms. Jessup was forced to become the 4th wife of a powerful 58-year-old man in the radical polygamous cult, the FLDS, the Fundamentalist Latter-day Saints. This is not about religion, she makes clear here and in her powerful book, Escape. And polygamy did not go away when the Mormon Church issued its manifesto, making it possible for Utah to become the 45th state.
Manifesto is where the Mormon Church said, we are no longer living polygamy. That took place in the early, around the 1890s. In the early 1900s, they began to excommunicate members who continued the practice. And then later, around the 1920s and 30s, it became a lot more harsh. So the fundamentalist movement grew out of the Mormon Church by the time they started excommunicating members that refused to give up the practice of polygamy.
It's easy to say, oh, well, polygamy, that's just a big happy family, it's just another way of doing it. We should just, you know, everybody gets to have their own opinion. And
what it's actually evolved into is organized crime, family, an organized family that's involved in crime at many levels, from human rights violations to tax evasions to welfare fraud to laundering money to, I mean, the list goes on and on and on.
You're not speaking as an outsider in this.
I'm speaking as an insider. I was married to one of the most powerful men within the FLDS.
Carolyn Jessup bravely exposes the reality of polygamy with her harrowing firsthand account of the growing numbers of women and children trapped in polygamy when she joins us next time.